Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are in our last study of a section in Philippians chapter 1, verses 19 through 26, that we've entitled Living for Christ, in which Paul's been talking about the idea that he would rather pass from this life and go to be with the Lord, but he knows that it's much better for them to stay here. And so as long as he's here, he's going to keep living for them. He says, it'd be better for me to go and be with the Lord. It'd be better for you for me to stay here and continue to work in the ministry that's been given to me. So in verses 25 and 26, he says, convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith, so that in me you may have ample cause to glorify in Christ Jesus because of my coming to you again.
Yeah, he says, convinced of this, I will remain and continue with you. The convinced, what he's convinced of is that it's that staying for their sake is more necessary than being with the Lord. And so he says, listen, now that I realize that that's the case, I know that that's what's happening. And so what I've got to do is to stay here, to continue to work with you, and to continue to spread Christ's message. And he's okay with that. He's content with it because he knows that that's going to be okay.
It's interesting, too, the idea that he's convinced of it. It wasn't a divine revelation. He didn't say, no, because the Lord told me.
Yeah, something he decided.
It was just his conviction. I've looked at both sides of it. And again, this others before self mentality was not something forced on him by the Lord.
Right.
It was his conviction. I'd rather be go with the Lord, but I'm convinced it's better for me to be here. So I'm okay with that. It's needful for me to be at Philippi and other places to stay and work. So I'm going to do that for your progress. That word that's translated progress in the original language is a term that describes an army that blazed a trail for others to advance, kind of like Davy Crockett, Daniel Boone, some of those guys did.
Yeah.
It was also used in verse 12 about in the faith. So what Paul wanted to do was cut a new path, the path that he had exemplified of others before self.
I think it's intentional. And I, you know, it's easy for me to say because I think everything in Scripture is very intentional. But I don't think the Lord made a mistake at all by having a selfless example as the one who's the author of this message. I think it comes a lot better, especially to the Philippian church, from someone like Paul, who has this kind of selfless idea. You know, that's who he is. This is not just something that he's writing for the sake of the letter, but he's kind of expressing like his personal relationship with the idea of others before self. That this is something that he's decided and convicted about, and this is something that he wants to share with them as well, because of the effects that it's had in his own life. You know, and this letter, I think, is a testament to that, and the selfless ideology that he had and went with, and that kind of drove his life in this way.
Mm-hmm. Paul's example is going to encourage their faith and their joy that no matter what his circumstance, he worked for Christ. But I also think it's interesting in verse 26, he says, so that in me you may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus because of my coming to you again. So in other words, again, he's pointing them to Jesus. Your confidence, your joy would increase because of what Jesus is doing in me. He's not saying, look at me like we often do. He's saying, look at him.
Yeah. And then, of course, in verse 26, he says so that your proud confidence in me may abound in Christ. There's a confidence, you know, we've mentioned it before.
That's the same phrase. In the ESV, it says, you may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, there's a confidence that that the Philippian church has placed in Paul, with their support of him, with their relationship with him, and we've talked about that before. But you know, he's like, I so that your confidence would abound in me, so that this continued relationship and your ministry can continue. You know, this is the decision that I've made, and I think it's interesting if you look back over the last couple verses, you can see how many people have been affected by the situation that Paul's in and how it's been used for God's glory. You see these Roman guards in verse 13 that would not have seen Jesus had it not been for Paul being imprisoned. Everyone else, it says in verse 13, that's in that same boat. The brethren that he talks about in verse 14 that are now trusting in the Lord because of his imprisonment. These the loving preachers and the selfishly ambitious preachers that he talked about that are now preaching the gospel. Maybe they weren't, at least not to the extent that they are, because of Paul's imprisonment. Paul himself here is affected by, you know, some decisions he has to make because of his imprisonment and the situation that he's in. And now the Philippians here are being directly affected, because it's because of the decisions that he's making, because of the situation that Paul's been in. You know, they get to be affected by this, and that Paul makes the decision to continue to be with them, to write to them, to address the issues that they have, and you know, and have this confidence placed in him and that relationship to continue with Paul.
Yeah, and that idea of to glory in Christ Jesus there in verse 26, if you go back up in chapter 1, notice how much that he has kind of emphasized that idea. Like you look at verse 11, and he says, to the glory and praise of God. That's what it's all about, is glorifying or honoring and praising God. You know, it's not about me. It's not about focusing on me. Again, this idea of he's using himself as this example of others before self. And even in the, you know, the sacrifices I've had to make, the circumstances I've had to face, all of those things, I'm not saying all this to you, pat me on the back. It's to encourage you, but it's also to help glorify God, because he's the one that's doing right, all this and working with me and through me in this way. So living for Christ was what was important to Paul, and it's what should be important to us as well. It's what he wanted to stress to the church at Philippi, to put others before self, because we're living for Christ. And so we'll pick up with verse 27 the next time around, and we hope that you will like, subscribe, share, comment, all of those kinds of things. It helps get the word out wherever you get podcasts, on social media. We hope that you will dedicate 5 to 10 minutes with us every day, whether you're getting ready for work, driving to school, mowing the yard, or relaxing at the end of the day, or anywhere in between, that you will study along with us here on Scripture Spotlight. Thank you for joining us here at Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.